Hachette Audio presents My Little Pony, Twilight Sparkle and the Forgotten Books of Autumn. Written by G.M. Barrow. Read by Tracy Petrillo. Pony fans, be sure to look for the Mac and PC compatible bonus PDF with fun activities from Twilight Sparkle herself. For Kennedy June, wishing you a future filled with magical books. Chapter 1. Once Upon a Book. The crimson leaf quietly let go of its branch, swaying back and forth on the gentle breeze, all the way down to Princess Twilight Sparkle's muzzle. It tickled, and the Alicorn Pony could not hold it in.
Achoo!
Her sneeze was so loud that it rustled a few more leaves loose. The crispy confetti floated down in a beautiful ballet of rusty colors. As Twilight continued her journey through the forest back to the Castle of Friendship, she inhaled the fresh air with a deep satisfaction. The princess had been so preoccupied lately that she'd barely noticed the season was just beginning to change. A sense of giddiness began to wash over Twilight Sparkle. Autumn was her favorite of all the seasons. It provided the perfect amount of blustery days when a pony could stay inside snuggled with a good book and not worry at all that she were wasting the sunshine. All the way home, Twilight's head began to fill with visions of the coming season. She trotted through the forest and made a mental checklist of all the fun things she planned to do with her friends. Of course, Twilight would go to the Ponyville Pumpkin Patch with Applejack, bake seasonal pies with Pinkie Pie, train for the running of the Leaves Race with Rainbow Dash, knit cozy scarves with Rarity, and help Fluttershy harvest and store corn to feed her chickens. Twilight didn't have any autumnal traditions with her new friend and student, Starlight Glimmer, yet. She would definitely have to fix that. Perhaps they could perform a new spell together. The autumn was known throughout pony history to be a very special time for magic. Some ancient wizards had even claimed that complicated spells attempted on the autumnal equinox were guaranteed to succeed. Twilight's mind was racing with possibilities as she rifled through her saddlebag. She procured a tattered tome with a purple cover and flipped it open, reading as she continued homeward. "Oof!" Twilight exclaimed as she tumbled to the ground. The books from her bag scattered across the dirt. Twilight lifted her head to see what or whom she'd collided with.
"Ouch!"
groaned Sweetie Belle as she peeled herself up from the ground one hoof at a time.
"I'm really sorry, Twilight. I didn't see you there." "It's all right, sweetie," Twilight chuckled. She lifted the tattered purple book with her magic. "Clearly, I wasn't looking where I was trotting either. Silverdust's Guide to Mystic Histories is quite compelling." Twilight laughed and a little snort came out. Sweetie Belle shifted from hoof to hoof.
"Yeah, books, right?"
She nodded her mane as her eyes began to dart around.
"Love those things!"
Twilight raised a brow. Why was the filly acting so anxious? It had been a while since they'd seen each other. Twilight had chalked it up to Sweetie Belle's busy schedule helping other ponies with their cutie mark problems. But maybe there was something more to her odd behavior.
"How have you been, Sweetie Belle?"
Twilight's purple eyes glistened as she smiled at the filly.
"It's been such a long time."
The princess lifted her hoof to her chin and racked her mind.
"In fact, I think the last time we crossed paths was last month, when you came to the castle to borrow that book on potion making."
"Oh, yeah,"
Sweetie Belle forced a laugh.
"That! I completely forgot! Silly me!"
"So, how was it?"
asked Twilight Sparkle. She took an eager step forward. Helping a pony with the perfect book recommendation was one of her simplest joys in life, Did you manage to try to make any of the potions?
Sweetie Belle's lip quivered.
Twilight
frowned.
Is something wrong? The truth is, I've been avoiding you because I ruined your book!
As Sweetie Belle blurted the confession, her tiny voice cracked.
I was making a potion, and I leaned too far forward, and then it fell into the mix, and I couldn't save it!
The little pony hung her head in shame.
I'm really sorry, Twilight. I know it was rare and special to you.
Even though she was a bit upset at the news, Twilight knew that there was only one thing to say.
Don't worry, Twilight Sparkle assured as she patted Sweetie on the shoulder. I'm not mad. It's just a book, after all.
Sweetie Belle's eyes grew wide.
Really? You're my friend, Twilight insisted. That matters much more to me.
She pulled Sweetie Belle into a warm hug. When the two ponies broke apart, Twilight cocked her head to the side.
But do you still have the book? The pages are water damaged and the ink is everywhere. But yes,
Sweetie Belle said with a sad nod.
Why?
Twilight brightened.
I think I have a way to save it.
The young filly breathed a sigh of relief.
How?
With the help of another book, of course. Twilight giggled. How else?